When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sanspants Radio, Australia's most family-friendly podcast network.
Did you know they make toy smartphones for babies now? What is that? My little dick pic? I don't know.
Hey guys, it's Cameron James from the Total Reboot podcast. Just letting you know that I'm doing an hour comedy show at the Sydney Comedy Festival, April 29 to May 1 at the absolutely marvellous Enmore Theatre. It's in a smaller room, but that's not important. Book at sydneycomedyfest.com.au. There is limited seating, so please book early, baby.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask the important questions like, would you reveal Spider-Man's secret identity if you were in Spider-Man 2 made by Sam Raimi and you were on the train when Spider-Man's mask came off and you saw Spider-Man's face?
Okay, so obviously the answer, I feel like, and yeah. I don't want to put words in any
and
of your boys' mouths.
Speak from all of us, but yeah. I think if we just go in 3, 2, 1, yes.
Yeah. The moment Spider-Man,
obviously.
The kid pulls out Spider-Man's
mask.
I'm
already texting. Yeah. J. Jonah Jameson being like, got him.
I'll be like texting, because at this point, do we have picture phones?
No.
Picture phones.
It's 1998.
You know what? It's 2003, I think.
So do we have camera phones?
Yeah. Well, because, okay, there's a couple of things that we got
to
take.
It feels wrong to
camera
say.
Camera phones is right.
Is
picture
right.
Phones
picture
is
phone.
Wrong.
But here, there's a couple of things. It's not just like, because there's more, everybody else in the train, we have to assume, is keeping the secret identity.
Everyone agrees.
So if like, you're just sneakily pulling out your phone, you're like, yeah, dude, I will.
But do we have camera phones at this point?
2003, surely.
Not high quality ones, but I think we do. Mm.
2003, so we're early high school, you're middle high school, maybe graduating.
No, I'm a year away.
From graduating?
From graduating.
Did you have picture phones?
No.
Stop saying picture phone. I hate
picture
it.
Picture phone sounds fun.
It's funny.
It's funny. Oh, picture phone. Camera phone. Grow up.
We had Nokias.
Yeah, but
3210?
3210 might have had a camera.
I don't think it did.
No,
is
I don't think
it
did.
The Nokia phones that had like, so after the 3315.
Oh, the one that like slid?
No. The phone that's like kind of almost like the see-through Game Boy aesthetic, but the numbers were like ovals.
Oh, yes. I know the one you mean.
Because that was like the first camera phone. I refuse to say picture phone. That was like the first camera phone that was like popular.
When did
it was like a 66 something, I feel.
Picture phone come out.
No, but this is vital information because we're either taking a grainy photo or texting J. Jonah Jameson.
The first commercial camera phone was in 1999.
Well,
notice that it says... Yeah. Camera phone.
Yeah.
I refuse to know that. No. So it's feasible that we could have had one.
Mm-hmm. It is feasible, but I don't know if we would as like...
Your everyday Joes.
Like late teens and early teens. So
yeah.
It feels like it would have taken a while. First cell phone with a built-in camera was manufactured by Samsung and released in South Korea in June of 2000.
Okay. Uh-huh. It's not impossible, but it's unlikely.
Yeah, I think it would be somewhat unlikely for us to have a phone.
Or Joel Dusha coming in with the ultimate
theory.
Sir,
do you remember the Motorola Razors flip phones?
Yeah.
They were 2004, and I had one of those.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So... to imagine us simply a year before as a grown adult person.
You could have theoretically had
a picture phone.
In
theory, probably would have had a camera phone. Stop saying picture phone. Nokia 6, I think it was a 66. Mm. 60.
Well, I'll say you can have a camera phone if you want to. That's fine.
All right, because I would be, if everyone was just like, oh my God, it's Spider-Man without anything, I'd be like, oh my God, I'm going to get my phone out and... And is the vibe kind of similar of like we aren't telling anyone?
Yeah, of course, absolutely. So it's like, the same.
I'm texting my boss
that I'm not telling anything.
Oh, because we're on this train and we're going to be late for work, and I'm like, I'm going to text my boss and say that, you know, we're late. So just texting the boss and.
Yeah.
I was okay. Sorry. So Spider-Man 2 was 2004. So we're having camera phones.
Okay. Yeah. So you're sending
I'm just taking some photos and they're not making any sounds. And that's great.
Yeah, that's true. Would you be sending those photos
now
to J. Jonah Jameson?
Well, here's the thing.
Quick question.
Yeah. Everyone on the train.
Yeah.
They're like, it's just a little boy, same age as my son or no older than my son or whatever. We don't have sons, so we don't care.
Yeah.
But also, Peter Parker works in a newspaper.
Yeah.
Is there a chance that his face is published in any of those newspapers?
No, because he's a photographer. He's a wiener boy.
He's not like an author. Yeah.
No.
Also, in 2004, the camera phone, did it make a noise?
I imagine it would have had surely
like a big flash.
Yeah.
No flash. I'm not getting a camera phone.
No flash, but there would be a noise. What are you? Yeah.
I'd be a lot
of
cough.
The train's making a weird noise
from the boys.
What do we do? What?
The only thing that I might not be like revealing his identity, and it wouldn't be like because I wouldn't be doing it. It'd be like, yeah, like trying to describe Tobey Maguire to someone.
Yeah,
yeah, it was a boy. Big, he had brown hair,
doughy head.
Yeah, white melting.
Yeah,
he looked sore.
Yeah,
bit beat up. Was sleeping.
Yeah.
It looked like just a boy.
I might be going in for more than a photograph. When that little kid pulls up the mask, I might pull it, or pulls down the mask, I might pull it back up. Let's just see if he's okay, everybody, and then see if I could steal the mask.
Oh, that's good.
Sell it as a relic.
A relic?
Yeah.
Spider-Man relic.
Or he'd be like, yeah, he's got to pat his costume to see.
I am a doctor.
I'm just patting his costume to see if he's got a wallet. Maybe some identification.
See if he's got a wallet. I need some cash.
Thank you, Spider-Man.
I'll be like, oh, this man. Oh, what about this for a strategy? I'm like, oh, my God, this man's been impersonating me. I am Spider-Man. I take off his costume while Peter Parker's unconscious and I put it on. Thank you, citizens. Don't know who this boy is.
How do you go away? The train's still moving.
No, the train's not. It's the same.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Just crashed, which is even funnier because we're just like on that raised platform or whatever. Just going to open the door. Oh!
Well, when the rest of the crowd...
Okay, what if the door opens? Then what?
Well, when the rest of the
crowd... Whip away, Spider-Man! Yes!
Go on, Spider-Man, because this fake Spider-Man stopped the train.
Yeah!
Could you just shut the door behind me? They're just doing... You just see me, like, skirting past the window. Boom, boom, boom! Whip away, Spider-Man! And I just fall and die. I didn't think I was Spider-Man at all.
When they lift him up and they sort of like he's crowd surfing or whatever.
Yeah.
That's a perfect time to take the mask.
Oh, that's very true.
Okay, but this again, apart from stealing memorabilia, which we are all wanting to do.
AKA relics, apparently. Yeah.
How are we revealing his identity? Who to? And again, who's going to, what are you doing? Are you going to like a composite, like artist, like a sketch artist?
Yeah,
he's kind of got doughy eyes.
He's white, brown hair.
I think brown eyes.
He looked to be anywhere between 20 and 40. Brown to yellow to blue eyes. I wasn't looking.
His eyes were closed.
Sick. He looked sick.
Yeah, again, I'll just draw something that I think he looked like. I'm not an artist, so.
Well, that's why you have the photo, though.
Yeah.
Even it's a grainy 2004 photo.
Yeah, but still, photos look like photos.
Yeah.
They
look like.
But what proof?
If you took a photo of someone's face, you could tell it was
that's
a face.
True. Okay, but look at the problem here. Like, though is if you take a photo, how do you get that phone out without getting mob on you?
Because take the whole... a photo of everyone and then...
I'm a photographer.
Take a photo of everyone and be like, if anyone bashes me, I'm taking this to the police too.
Well, they'll just take the phone.
I was robbed by the city of New York. We were meant to come together. I'm the victim here.
It's meant to go on the cloud. Cloud hasn't been invented. So, how are you surreptitiously taking a photo and getting that photo out?
How are you revealing Spider-Man?
Because also, if you took that photo, and it's the classic problem, say you take that photo to J. Jonah Jameson. You're like, this is Spider-Man. He's like, how do I not?
Yeah, because then it's like,
J. Jonah Jameson is the perfect person to show it to because Peter Parker works for him and he can show Peter
Parker.
That's
true.
And
it's
Peter
lucky
Parker
for us.
Like, what?
That's not
like,
what? That's not
but
me.
But then you'd be like, all right, well, I got to verify this. Then he goes to everyone else on the train and they're like, that's not Spider-Man, except these three fucking idiots are like, that's the guy.
There he is. That's Spider-Man.
And but like, we've got a whole train full being like, well, we can't corroborate this. So
yeah, that is true. Well, then you've got a 12 angry men, don't you? Yeah, you've got to get everybody on the train to agree with you that you need to reveal Spider-Man's secret identity.
But also, I reckon if it's the pressure of like you go to a we get into J. Jonah Jameson, he interviews people from the train. It just takes one person.
Yeah, that's 12 angry men, baby. One person, then everybody falls. You're like, do we really like Spider-Man?
Spider-Man caused this train to crash, maybe. I wasn't paying too much attention.
And we got single mothers out there.
Yeah.
What if Spider-Man's sleeping with your mom?
You think about that? He could be.
Yeah.
He thwips around the city.
He thwips around the city. He's young and probably horny.
He's virile, I reckon. He's got a spider's virility.
Look, if he can fight like a spider, climb like a spider, you know he can fuck like a spider.
Look me in the eye and tell me I'm wrong,
New York.
He could
be fucking someone you know and they could love it. And then you might have to raise a spider baby.
He might be fucking your wife right now. No, sir? He's not. He's unconscious.
My wife's here. And he's unconscious.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
Not metaphorically fucking someone you know.
What do you mean? Like, as in, like, it's a metaphor. For what?
New York.
The city of New York. Bring me, you're hungry, you're sick and you're tired. Yeah. What are you saying? Then I'm kicked out. Anyway, fall off the platform. I died again. God damn it. Okay, you can't 12 angry men them. Not the way I did, anyway. Yes.
So, you know, the only way to,
Because it's hard to get everybody to agree with you or to get everybody to corroborate that it was indeed Spider-Man on the train that day.
Yep.
No, it's going to be like there will be an imprint of him on the front of the train.
No, look, but it's in like, so obviously people know that Spider-Man stopped the train. Yes. That part's not hard.
Because we've got just all the webbing and like all that kind
of jazz. And also, that's a big thing. Lots of people witnesses.
Deal.
The issue is more going to be like, How do you prove that the person you're saying is Spider-Man is Spider-Man because they don't want to know they're Spider-Man? Mm. They don't want it to be known, that they're Spider-Man.
Yeah, because J. Jonah Jameson is like, oi, Peter, come in here. How do you explain this?
Yeah, that's true. And also Peter Parker takes photos of Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, J. Jonah Jameson can make that leap in logic, right? How much do we get paid for the photo of Spider-Man?
Not much. It's not a good photo. We're bad photographers. Your thumb's over yours.
But also, again, like, Spider-Man could, or Peter Parker could be like, that's not that. Yeah. I guess it kind of looks like me, but not really.
Wiener boy, Peter Parker, could be Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Sir, if I was Spider-Man, why would I not be asking for more money and beating the shit out of you, my bad boss?
Yeah.
Good point. And then he'd his cup of coffee at the three of us.
Get out of my office!
And again, depending, if you don't take the picture and like we are trying to reveal who Spider-Man is, like how do we do
New York's
that?
Got a lot of people and all of them look like that.
Yeah. Wait, all of them look like Peter Parker?
Yes.
Yeah, no, that is true.
So he kind of looks like an old man, but maybe he's a teen?
He looks like, you know when an old man plays a teenager in a movie? That's him, J. Jonah Jameson. That's what he looks like.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think if there's anything that happens in that scene that would help you identify him as Peter Parker.
What is, like, looking at Peter Parker, what is memorable about Peter Parker?
Big, round, doughy head.
He does not have any cool scars.
No.
Sometimes Peter Parker wears glasses to confuse us, like Superman.
All right,
is interesting because Spider-Man already confuses us by wearing a mask.
Yeah, I'm not
double
like,
disguise.
What about this? I got a grand strategy, right? But we need to go to the other end of the train to discuss it.
Yep.
We're going to the other end of the train to
You can't
survive. I'm suffering from shock.
I need to take one of them post-shock pisses.
Yeah.
Piss the trauma out. You know what it is. PSP, baby. They're not listening. Anyway, so.
Yes, boys.
If you take a photo of him, that's good. But I need to do something first so that we can distinguish that it's that this man is Spider-Man, okay? So I got to go down and poke his eyes out. Or poke him in the eye or physically disfigure him in some way so that when you take the photo and then later on people see that Spider-Man has no eyes or has a black eye or has got an eye patch.
Okay.
Spider-Man's in fights constantly.
Spider-Man's a lot of fight. He's just recently been in front of a train. I don't know what your finger can do
Jackson,
to hit his face.
You're trying to say you can do more damage than a train?
Like,
not only was he hit by a train, he was fighting a person with metal arms.
Just going over and jabbing him in the eye, my finger breaking.
Oh, no!
I also like that here after our meeting, we turn around and he's gone.
Oh,
you didn't let us say goodbye to him.
That's so sad. I was definitely going to poke his eyes out.
Yeah,
it's so funny to imagine I poke him in the eye, it breaks my finger, I start crying, turn to you guys, and that's when you take the photo. And so Spider-Man's a little bit in the back, but it's mostly my face. And he's crying. You're like, J. Jonah Jameson, this is Spider-Man.
It's Spider-Man. He like, hit our friend.
Behind the crying man.
Look, this is proof that Spider-Man's a bad man, and he hurt our good friend.
He upset my friend. Look how sad.
Look how broken his finger is. Look at what happened to me, J. Jonah.
Spider-Man did this. You mean that unconscious boy behind you?
Yeah. He's unconscious in the photo. Yeah.
He went to sleep after he hurt me.
He was so tired.
Yeah, it took it out of him.
I'm so tough usually. So he was so exhausted, Audrey.
Yeah. Or how about this, right? Yeah. We take the photo. We got a photo of Peter Parker.
Yeah.
Now we wait. And then we try and find, because we don't know who Peter Parker is. How do we, because I'm thinking, we blackmail Peter Parker.
Yeah, but we don't know who he is.
But again, he just looks like a boy.
The only thing is that you can take away is from that man that says, he's a young boy, no older than my son. So you're like, high school. But he's not in high school at this point, because I was thinking yearbooks.
You're going to every high school in New York and being like, can I just look through the yearbooks?
As a grown adult man, I would like to look through your yearbooks.
Mm.
I mean, I feel like you can definitely make it seem less suspicious, because I'm like, I'm looking...
say your age, that's fair.
And also, I'd be like, I'm looking at last year or the year before's. Mm. I'm just trying to look for a former student.
Yeah.
Mm. Former student is better than current student.
Again, it's still like, I'm like, okay, I'm calling the police. Why?
You're just going to be there. Even if they don't call the cops on you, there's so many high schools, you know? You're not going to be able to do it.
Let's find out. How many high schools are in New York?
I reckon it's going to be a lot.
How many high schools?
Be so many that by the time you, you know, it's not going to be worth
NYC,
your time.
NYC, baby.
Yeah. It's good to put the baby in there to let Google know you're cool. How many? What are we
showing? Search results for how many high schools are in New York City. I spelt many in schools wrong, apparently, and it did not acknowledge the baby. 500.
Okay.
And 48.
That's not heaps. It's a lot. That's
okay,
your year.
So 500 and how much?
48.
Now, how many students in a high school year level?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
It's 548 public district schools.
Okay.
Apparently 1,722 schools.
Uh-huh. If you don't mind dedicating the next 2 years of your life looking for Peter Parker,
And the problem is, though, if you don't have a phone, like a picture on your phone to kind of like...
All right, I got a list.
Okay. You're in, dude.
Yeah,
that's dedication.
If you don't have like... the phone to kind of like match it up.
Yeah.
You're kind of going by memory.
Yeah, for sure.
And again, you're like, doughy face.
Yeah.
I reckon every single person on that train thinks they're walking past Peter Parker once every couple of weeks.
I think
they're
going to
be
like,
that was Spider-Man.
They're going to have a look at like some guy and just give a knowing nod. And that kid's going to be like, I don't know what the fuck that was.
Does Spider-Man know his mask was taken off?
Yeah, because he looks up and he kind of shits himself. And they're like, don't worry, Spider-Man.
Your secret's safe with me.
Mm. Yeah. And I'm like shaking my head behind them.
I'm telling everyone.
No, it's not safe with me, dude.
Do you have any family? Maybe an aunt? Because I reckon she's probably in trouble now, hey.
Dude, if you have an aunt, I reckon she's going to die soon. Hypothetically, if you own an aunt. Yeah. Have an aunt.
Maybe if you have an aunt, and she's probably going to die soon. Maybe marry your high school sweetheart, just hypothetically.
Yeah. Maybe if you got an uncle,
with the devil.
Like an uncle who died and like gave you some good advice before he died.
Yeah.
I know that.
You have like a friend who maybe is a goblin or some shit.
I already know who you are, Peter Parker.
Yeah, because I just. The only thing.
Guess what, Peter Parker? I'm toying with you. That's Dr. Octopus. I fucking know.
Yeah, dude. I know what's going on. Yeah, okay. Dickhead. How did you find out? I'm clever.
Huh? I'm clever. I'm switched on. I didn't wait for Mary Jane's play or some shit.
Go on. Go see them.
Hurry,
them
get
acting.
To it now. I'm coming. Okay?
Yeah, I'm coming.
You so already
because
you're
late.
Yeah.
I hear Aunt May's, her house is going to be foreclosed. Shame about that.
That's a
you should go see the bank manager, Joel McHale. Yeah, I know everything.
Yeah, I know what happened to you in your life. Yeah. Are you threatening me? No, I'm unrelated to all of it.
I operate at a different level.
Okay, I'm not the cause. I just know what's going to happen in your life.
Yeah.
You're going to kill a man in a while with a plane, kind of.
With a plane?
With a glider.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you don't kill a man, but he dies.
Your friend dies. It's his fault.
Yeah, and then you're going to fight Venom. You got a lot going on.
Yeah, good luck.
Like some alien symbiote thing. Yeah, it's pretty good.
How
yeah,
do you know this?
Really. Anyway.
Switched on Peter Parker.
I pay attention to the clues.
Now a quick word from our sponsors.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Adam here, resident dungeon master to the stars. Did you know that myself and Jackson host a show here on Sanspants Radio where we create and show off homebrew content that we ourselves have created? It's called House Rules, and if you've ever struggled for making your own content, then it may just be perfect for you. Some episodes will come in with stories, classes, and abilities that we've already made and tell you about them so you can see where we've succeeded and failed, and sometimes we'll even make the content on air so you can follow along at home and make your own, or even improve upon ours. Head on down to SansPantsRadio.com and sign up for a king-level subscription today to start listening.
I think that the biggest hurdle we have in terms of, like, not keeping Peter Parker's, like, identity secret is that no one is going to care enough.
Yes.
Of the, like, the little details
well,
we
that's
have.
Why we've got to change him. Okay, so maybe I can't
do
disfigure
the villains,
him. Yeah.
Do the villains... Do they have secret identities?
Well, like, no.
Kind of.
Well, Doc Ock knows, A, that Peter Parker is Spider-Man, and also that he doesn't give a shit. He's like, I'm Dr. Octavius, and they're like, no, you're Doc Ock! He's like, I guess.
Oh, okay. Green Goblin?
Yeah.
Who's dead?
He's dead,
point.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that means
you got Sandman, but I don't know if he ever called himself Sandman. He's just like, I'm just gonna try and get back to my daughter.
Because you're trying to think of people.
Plan that, was yeah. just tell people that might actually care, aka people that are trying to kill Spider-Man. But then all of a sudden, I'm not just getting money. I'm
But then what are you knowing? You just know he looks like a boy.
Yeah,
he's a little boy. You should be able to kill him real easy. But if you try bringing a gun,
but you don't know his name.
Yeah,
you don't know anything about him apart from that he can't be older than that guy who I also don't know's son.
Yeah.
How old is that guy's son?
That's very funny as well. He's like, he's no older than my boy. And you're like, and how old would that be?
How old is your boy? 10?
Okay, so this is unreliable information.
I don't think he's... Sir, how big is your boy?
I got a huge boy.
One of the biggest boys you've ever seen.
Fuck this Spider-Man shit. I got questions for you.
Can we come see your huge boy?
See this big boy?
Getting this grown train. Man is no older than no bigger than my eight-year-old son.
He's in the back of his car driving home to see his huge boy. Today's had a lot of twists and turns.
Is your boy just like, did he start off small, or is it like a Jack situation?
Yeah, he's just huge. Come look. Whoa, that's a huge boy.
Hello, Dad. Hello, Daddy. Who are these, your friends? Oh, they just wanted to see you, son, and they heard you were huge. Yeah, I'm big.
Whoa! Yeah, you are no bigger than Spider-Man.
Are you imagining, like, we didn't get to see the boy? It was, like, from the boy's perspective. We just saw us reacting to his hugeness.
He was looking down at us, maybe. Yeah. Big.
That's a huge... You gotta say huge as well.
Have you taken him to a doctor to find out what made him so huge?
I don't want
to
know.
Some secrets are best kept secret.
Fair call, sense. Dude. Fair call.
Knowledge is dangerous.
Yeah, I forgot about that Spider-Man guy.
This has been lovely.
I'm going to try and, after that, I reckon, go to Daily Planet? No.
The Daily Bugle. Bugle?
Daily Bugle. Try and get a job as the photographer who just takes photos of that giant boy. That's way cooler than Spider-Man.
Oh, James
is this
like,
big now?
Are you the huge boy? Thinking of Spider-Man things happening. Me and my friend, the huge boy.
Look, J. Jonah, think about it. He is this big at 8. How big is he going to get?
If he keeps growing, which I imagine he will, he's going to be huge.
He's going to be a huge boy to a huge man.
The idea of visiting the huge boy one day and he's just regular size. You're like, what happened? He's like, oh, I just got normal today.
Yeah.
Oh, no!
I wish I'd stayed on that boat with Spider-Man. I've misremembered.
You remember when we were with Spider-Man, there was two boats?
Yeah, the two boats crashed.
And they were going to blow up?
He was on one boat, I was on the other one. I don't think you guys were there.
Yeah, the prisoners boat. And the family blow up a boat.
And I had to choose whether or not to kill Spider-Man's boat or my boat. Mm. And I picked my boat.
I jumped in the sea first.
Yeah,
that was a cool day.
Yeah. I got to see a huge boy. Yeah, yes. So I think the biggest problem is just going to be like, what information do I have?
Because that's why you've got to, okay, crazy question.
Yes.
How much hair can I pull off a man's head?
Well, again, can you even pull off Spider-Man's hair?
His hair's got to be weaker than the rest of him. That's like the superhero rule. That's how fucking Clark Kent can mow his mustache.
I mean, a lot of the time, Superman is shown using his laser vision to cut his own hair in the mirror.
How does he do the back of his head?
I don't know. Two mirrors.
Two mirrors, yeah.
That's why he had the mullet. That makes sense. He couldn't get there.
Huh. Hmm. Yeah.
No, that just solved one of
actually,
comic
it was
book's
because
greatest
he was in
secrets.
He was in a regeneration chamber.
Yeah, but that didn't have mirrors.
Why
so
did
he
that give him a mullet?
Because his hair just got long.
So his hair is always a mullet?
Yes.
What, and so no, I guess he cuts it.
No, because like in the regeneration chamber, there's a bit of screen there, like a mirror. Yeah. He can see himself. So my hair's
can't
long.
Get the mullet.
So he lasers it. So then it's a mullet because he can't get there. So
I think I've solved comic book's greatest mystery.
Yes,
by figuring that out. Yeah. Okay. So because I was like thinking, if I can pull out Peter Parker's hair, then when we see him later, as Spider-Man, he wears a mask.
What, you can get a DNA test?
No, I was imagining we see him later and we're like, well, that must be our guy because he's missing so much hair.
How much hair are you grabbing?
Well, that's why I asked how much hair I could pull off a
Again,
man.
Again, you have to deal with a crowd of people who are like...
You keep the crowd in bed.
It's a whole crowd.
Yeah, good luck.
And you've got scissors?
No, I'm using my hands.
Then that's even worse.
I didn't prepare for this.
You're going to scalp Spider-Man.
Yeah. No, ain't going to happen.
I'm
so sorry. I'd love for the... I'm just trying to work out what is a way that we can do this and make some sweet moolah.
Yeah, because we're looking for cash, right? That's the aim here.
What if you tell everyone on the train, I'm going to tell unless you all give me $20?
Oh, that's good.
Oh, yeah, because they seem to be convinced that something like, you know, that we could like do something here. Because, I would do the math pretty quick to be like, I got nothing. Like, who gives a shit?
Yeah, in my mind, all of the people there on the train, even though they're like, we're not going to reveal your identity.
They also have seen, they're like,
they're like, I couldn't.
So. Yeah, what am I meant to do with this?
So it's like Peter Parker, as he's flipping away after that, has got to be like, that was actually a pretty meaningless promise they made me.
How about this?
Pretty empty.
How about this? To be like, oh my God, it's, I don't know, oh, Greg.
It's Dave Crockett.
Whatever, you know, it's Greg. Oh my God, it's my buddy. Don't worry. Yeah, I'll help him up.
It's and then, sick Tim from A Christmas Carol.
It's whatever his name is. So
what is his name? Little Timmy Crockett.
I don't know,
Crockett,
but it's awesome that we all say Tim. Three different things. It's Greg, it's Timmy Crockett, it's sick Tim.
Yeah, yeah.
That's his full name.
So either way, one of us kind of was like, oh my God, I recognize him as our good friend.
One of us says Tim, the other one says sick Tim. So they're like, oh, that's the same one. You're like,
it's David Crockett. And then I hear you guys say your ones, and I'm like, oh, wait, no, it's not. My mistake. It's whatever they say.
Tim Crocker? Yes, Tim. So we say it's Tim, and we're like, oh, sick, Tim. Don't worry, we've got this. When they do that big, you know, lift of him, we go, yeah, we'll get him. We'll grab him, and then we just, like, I don't know, take him to, like, a burger place, and we get him chatting, find out his real name. Then we can sell his identity.
We weakened at Bernie's.
Yeah.
But we are on a raised platform.
He wakes up before anything happens, so...
But he's a bit muddled, right? He's a bit fuckled.
Yeah, but I think he clips away.
That's probably worse for us, because he's muddled and he thinks he's being kidnapped. All three of our heads mashed into the train.
Well, we're holding him, supporting him, like these good friends.
Supporting him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By weighing him down when he flips away?
No. Because, like, if he's got, like, say, an arm either side of us, but we're also, like, holding it.
Then he wakes up and he's like, thanks so much, plumbing boys. He knows us.
Yeah. Don't worry, Tim.
I love your podcast, Plumbing the Death Star.
New episodes every Monday.
Yeah. And off he goes.
And then we're like, damn.
Well, what about if one of us, your weighing him down idea is not bad. What if I just.
Pockets with rocks.
Yeah, I've already done it. I like pat my rock pockets and I'm like, this is so lucky.
I've been so heavy all day and it's going to pay off.
And I've been wondering why I did this since I woke up this morning.
Now I understand. I think if we were like maybe befriended him, and if he wakes up, he's like, what's going on? Like, don't worry, mate.
Yeah.
You took a tumble. We're going to get you to somewhere and we'll get like a burger milkshake.
Yeah. Mm. So we're sitting there. He's got the mask up. He's drinking a milkshake. And then how do you broach the subject of what's your real name? The thing that you try to keep as secret as possible.
Yeah, so no, I'm Joel. This is Joel. This is Jackson.
I'm Spider-Man.
I'm your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Damn.
There's two of me. The tumble really split me into like a mitosis.
The other thing is like fuckled to be like,
I'm Peter Pider-Man. Oh my God, I run away with that. I got to tell the world it's Peter Pider-Man.
And we run. Well, then we're like, oh, I don't have any, I've got to pay for this burger and shake. I don't have any money. Perhaps they'll take a check.
Yeah, because you just write the check. Peter Pider-Man.
He just flips away. We're left.
Oh no! I really didn't have my wallet. All I have is these rocks.
Spider-Man's a dog. I'd tell that story to J. Jonah. He shafted me.
You can make some money off that,
like,
for sure.
$6.
Spider-Man stiff citizen with the bill.
It'll be a big photo of me being like, oh, holding like a half-eaten
pockets outturned,
half-eaten burger
rocks
and milkshake.
Somehow, like the second photo in the newspaper article is the one of me crying. They printed the wrong one.
Citizens get shafted and injured by Spider-Man.
Spider-Man menace hurt these boys.
In brackets, physically and financially.
It's so funny to imagine us just genuinely, like, also, we're like, we'll find a secret identity, but also he'll pay for lunch. Like, that's just part of our plan. Free lunch, Spider-Man's identity, $20 each, $60 in total. Oh. Rich boys.
I mean, this is what a day's work.
Yeah. What about fill my pockets with rocks?
Yep.
as you normally
just
do.
When the little boy pulls down Spider-Man's mask, I push him out of the way and I maternally, like a baby suckling at the breast of its mother, clamp onto the front of Spider-Man. And then he's weighed down, he can't go anywhere, then you figure out the next step.
And it'll be like, oh, don't worry about our friend, he just imprints on people like a baby goose.
He's a huge baby.
He's a huge baby.
That man is... That's.
We might look like a man, but he's a huge boy.
Goo goo gaga.
How old are you, son?
What's a baby age? About six.
See? He's about
six. A six-year-old saying goo goo gaga.
Why are your pockets full of rocks? I didn't know until now. Destiny, then, Mr. Spider-Man.
And then when he wakes up, yeah. He'll flip away
he
with
flips
you.
Away, but I'm with him.
Okay.
And full of rocks, he drops you in.
So he's slipping away. Yeah. You're holding on for dear life, being held down by rocks, so you're heavier. So it's going to be harder for you to hold on.
I wish I had a second step to this plan.
And then
I'm like,
he drops you off.
I'm like, he's like, where can I drop you off? I'm like, the Daily Bugle, J. Jonah Jameson's office. He drops me off there. I grab the mask off real quick, revealed. Bada bing, bada boom.
I don't think he takes you to the Daily Bugle.
He drops me in the East River.
Yeah, with pockets full of rocks. Oh,
no! My destiny was my death sentence. I just imagine us earlier in the day at Central Park, and I'm just filling my pockets with rocks, and you're like, why are you doing that? And I'm like, I don't know.
I've been paying attention to the clues.
I'm locked in.
Got an inkling.
I'm just clued in. I'm just a wise little guy. Yeah.
And then when you
oh, wait, no, I wasn't. This was a fool's idea.
I guess he wasn't so wise after all.
No, you don't think that. You're like, where's Jax? Yeah, where's you're still on the train what getting helped plan? By an ambulance.
He said, goo goo gaga, I'm six. He said, then he flipped away with that.
He clambered on Spider-Man. Spider-Man swept away. I don't know where he's going. Now,
where I just had the feeling I'm never seeing that boy again.
Find my friend. Oh,
he's in the river. He's in the going rapidly out to sea. That's interesting. Oh, wait, no, not moving whatsoever. And you just like nudge Joel. You're like, ah, it's rocks. He had all those rocks in his pocket. Spider-Man's killed
him. Was this his plan the whole time?
He was his destiny. That was his destiny.
That's why he was putting the rocks in his pocket.
Hey, he killed Spider-Man. We can sell this story.
Yeah, that's true. Spider-Man kills baby boys. Spider-Man kills huge baby.
And then we finally get that $20.
Yeah,
$40
you've made. Yep. I don't have my extra 20 because I wasn't involved. But that's all right. Why? In a way, I was. But, you know.
Yeah, you became the story.
Yeah. And hopefully they erect a statue to me and Spider-Man's kicked out of New York.
Yeah, Spider-Man, the huge baby killer.
Yeah, exactly. New York loves the huge baby.
Yeah. Hates Spider-Man.
Yeah.
How old is this baby? Who cares? Too big. That's what the statue says.
And then that man who did have a huge baby, he's cut because it's not his huge baby that's famous.
My baby's only, he's eight and that size.
That's obviously an adult man whose corpse they've fished out of the East River. Like, why? I can tell what's going on. My huge baby, he was stomping around. He becomes
a Spider-Man villain.
Yeah. Spider-Man versus huge baby. Spider-Man's like, didn't I kill you? Because he's confused as well.
No!
You killed a man! I'm a baby!
This is more like how a real baby would act.
You want a nap? You want a nap? Yeah!
Wait, aren't you eight? This still seems too immature for an eight-year-old.
Yeah, what's going on here? Yeah.
Maybe it's time I got out of the city. That's what Spider-Man says. And then he goes to the boroughs? I don't know where Spider-Man goes.
Yeah. I forget where he lives. The Bronx?
Queens?
Who can say? Queens, that's right. He lives in Queens. Yeah.
Yeah, so I think even though we would all be so eager to reveal...
It's harder than it looks.
It is really
it sure
hard,
is.
Because there is no real like identifying features.
No. Even if you had like a full-on smartphone, even if it happened now, in the year of our Lord 2021...
Well, yep.
What could you do?
You could get it published and people might be able to identify him.
Oh, that'd be a lot easier media. Now because of like,
I mean, also we
Facebook.
Saw what happened. It happens at the end of Spider-Man.
That's
it gets
true.
Revealed.
That's true. But that's so, not like, just from a photo.
No, but
you know,
if it happened now with like a smartphone and social media, it'd be a lot easier because like with the face recognition, you'd be like, oh, there's like Facebook, there is this. And like, as opposed to Tobey Maguire, this one looks like an actual boy.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. And if you put it, if you like tweeted it out and you were like, retweet this, this is what Spider-Man really looks like. Yeah. Surely that would go viral. Although it's very funny to imagine it getting like 13 likes. Yeah. Like, no, it's Spider-Man.
13 likes and someone commenting being like, you're a fucking dog for tweeting this.
Yeah. Obviously not, and then the other comment's like a spam bot being like, I'm a hot single or whatever.
Come fuck me in my area.
And I'm like, oh, yeah. Click on that, get a million viruses.
They're in my area.
Guys, you seeing this? And you can, my phone's just bricked.
And, hot, running hot. You've been ratioed by the... You're a fucking dog for doing this. It's like 34 likes.
Yeah. That's upsetting. Yeah, but with social media, it would be easier.
Yeah. It'd be easier, and then you could be like verifying because like, oh, there was that, you know, that spider monkey he was seen in, and this is what Peter Parker was. He's taking photos and he's in, you know, in Europe and rah-rah. I think it'd be a lot easier to like, you know, his identity, but then...
But that's,
are you getting more money for that or less money for that?
Well, you wouldn't get any money for it. Damn. You'd just go viral and that would be that. And then you'd be like, whoa. And then you go back to tweeting and getting, you know, and 14 likes or whatever.
And 14 likes and people being like, aren't you that dog?
Yeah, aren't you that dog who revealed Spider-Man's secret identity? Actually, we New York love him and you're a cunt.
Oh,
banned from Twitter. Damn it, damn it, damn it. My rock idea, that was clever.
Yeah,
so I knew I shouldn't have done this.
Even with today's technology and, and being like, oh, I can identify this boy and I know his name, what are we doing with this information? Is there anything to do with that?
You just reveal him, you then get cancelled.
Yeah.
You never work in the town again.
Everyone kind of hates you because as a kid, as a 30-year-old man, you are putting a 14-year-old in danger.
You become the villain of the internet. Absolutely. Yeah. They're like, what have you done?
Elon Musk tweets out, phew.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he's safe now. Everyone hates him a bit less.
Yeah. You get banned on social media. They delete the Spider-Man tweet. Spider-Man's allowed to... It's the 2021 equivalent of in The Amazing Spider-Man where they line up the cranes for him, you know? Yeah. New York comes together to get his face off the internet.
Yeah, and the world comes together because they're like, yeah, fuck that guy.
Yeah.
Dobbing on like a sweet little boy.
Yeah.
Egged in the street. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Booed.
Yeah. Mm. Booed like a sad clown. Well, it's good to know that we would all reveal his secret identity, but bad to know it would achieve nothing.
Yes. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've also been Joel.
We've been Spider-Man truthers to our own detriment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Truthers out there, Spider-Man.
We know who you are. Doesn't
seem to matter much.
Yeah. Doesn't matter.
You're just a guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No bigger than that big boy.
No bigger than that huge baby. It's a huge baby.
We have a lot of fun here at Sans Pants Radio, but to relax, I like to yell at or just generally bully my good friend slash enemy, Jackson. And I've found the best way to do that is to give him a little responsibility and watch him fail miserably. That's why I love recording our show, Jackson Bailey Spooks America. Jackson, an avid amateur cryptozoologist and UFO enthusiast, loves to chat about supposed sightings and strange phenomena. And I love to mock him for not properly researching things or only looking into them 10 minutes before we start recording. It's good fun and the best way for me to unwind after a long day doing actual work. So if that sounds right for you, head on over to SansPantsRadio.com and sign up for any level of our SansPants Plus subscription today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Life's better with American Family Insurance. Because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.